First thing this morning, I want to thank you guys for continuing to send me ideas and stories. The idea for this video right here came from an email. I cannot keep up with all of this woke stuff on my own, so I appreciate you guys pointing things like this out to me. So let's go ahead and get into it. They just make it too easy. I mean, this is just too easy. When you're young, you have a tendency to speak before you think. And as we get older, we start to gain something called wisdom. We do the opposite. We think before we speak. Nothing gets people in trouble more than their mouth. Look at every scandal, every criminal investigation, anything that happens negatively in someone's life. Most of the time, it always starts by someone talking. Growing up, I was told so many times that if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything at all. Most people grow up thinking if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's not a good motto to live by. Rarely do people learn anything by someone being nice to them all the time. We learn through pain, through the truth, and the truth hurts. The truth is not nice most of the time. It took me a long time to understand what it meant. If you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. As I've gotten older, I started to get it. In 2021, we have a lot of people doing a lot of talking. We have a lot of people doing a lot of talking and never saying anything. There's not any substance to it. We have a lot of people talking about things they know absolutely nothing about. When we talked about Simone Biles earlier this week, I was up front with you guys. I told you, I am not qualified to speak on issues of mental health. Because I'm not qualified, I didn't think I was in a position to criticize Simone Biles for stepping aside at the Olympics. That's just an example of what I'm talking about. If you don't know enough about a specific issue, then just don't speak on it. It's that simple. Or if you do speak on it, be upfront about your lack of knowledge on the subject. I say all of this to say that Gwen Berry is back again. Opening that hole in her face and doing a lot of talking without saying anything. Gwen Berry might be the most ignorant activist that I have ever seen. I don't agree with damn near anything Megan Rapinoe says, but at least she has some level of substance to her activism. I don't agree that women should be paid equally to men in sports. But at least Megan Rapinoe is clear with what she is fighting for. Every time we talk about Gwen Berry, I ask the same question. What is her cause? What is she fighting for? I still don't know. After her competition earlier this morning, Gwen Berry was interviewed by the media. I remain confused as to why the media continues to put a microphone in front of her. My only guess is they continue to do so because every time Gwen Berry speaks, she says something stupid. She starts off by saying, "I have earned the right to wear this uniform." For starters, Gwen Berry's saying that to piss people off. She knows her detractors will be pissed off because many here in America cannot stand the fact that Gwen Berry is representing this country. The truth is, Gwen Berry lost the right to wear USA across her chest. She chose to turn her back on the national anthem. To me, that is symbolic of turning your back on your country. See, here's what Gwen Berry doesn't understand, and you're about to see how much she doesn't understand with the next quote that I'm about to share with you. When you are given the privilege, not right, when you are given the privilege of being an Olympic athlete, you are representing America. You're not representing just certain segments of America. You don't get to choose the demographic that you represent. When you're an Olympian, you represent all of America. Gwen Berry said that she has three goals in Tokyo. One is to win. Two, do her best. Her third goal is to represent. Now, you might be wondering, who in the hell is she representing? Because she damn sure doesn't represent me. Well, she tells us, quote, My third goal is just to represent, man. Represent the oppressed people. That's been my message for the last 3 years. Just making sure that I bring awareness to the situations that are going on around the world. But especially in America, with oppression and social injustice, for sure, end quote. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying when I say that Gwen Berry speaks and literally says nothing? Once again, the media failed to do their job by asking a simple follow-up question. Miss Berry, who is oppressed in America? Someone please tell me, who the hell is oppressed in America? If you want to see real oppression, why don't you head over to the airport in Tokyo, hop a quick flight to China, and go experience real oppression for yourself. Gwen Berry references this mythical message that she's been talking about for the last 3 years. What is the message? A couple of weeks ago, I listened to a podcast interview with Gwen Berry. I can't remember who did the interview. I think it might have been Time Magazine. But either way, Gwen Berry talked and talked and talked about using her platform to spread awareness. But she never said what she was talking about. It was just your typical woke jargon. I'm spreading awareness. I'm against oppression. I'm fighting against social injustice. What the hell does any of that mean? It means nothing. I don't think Gwen Berry knows what being oppressed means. Is she talking about poor people in America being oppressed? People living in poverty in America would be classified as rich in other countries around the world. Poor people in America have smartphones, cable TV, air conditioning. They have a roof over their heads. They're offered access to free college education, where they are sent to be brainwashed and indoctrinated, and then after 4 years, they take their education to the streets and burn down their own neighborhoods, all in the name of social justice. Poor people in America have free food, free money, free health care, free. If that is oppression, sign me up. I want to be oppressed too. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe we are the ones being oppressed because it's our money that goes to pay for all of that stuff. All the while, we got to pay for our own stuff too. And look, I don't mind helping people out when they need it. But I have a problem with it when people like Gwen Berry call it oppression. Gwen Berry went on to victimize herself again. She said that she was targeted at the Olympic trials because they had the audacity to play the national anthem. My God, those bastards. How dare they play the national anthem at an Olympic event? The national anthem's been played at sporting events for, I don't know, my entire life. Gwen Berry said that she was surprised. They were targeting me. They knew how I would react, and they capitalized off my reaction. You see what she did there? Typical woke behavior. Deflection. Instead of being accountable for her own behavior, she blamed everyone else for how she was portrayed. I don't remember anyone forcing Gwen Berry to place a t-shirt over her head while the national anthem was being played. Did I miss something? Did someone run up and place that shirt over her face? I'm pretty sure I saw her do that to herself. And hey, I'm not mad about it. Anytime Gwen Berry wants to cover her face, that's fine with me. But don't blame someone else for your own stupidity. I also don't remember someone forcing Gwen Berry to stand on that podium with her hand against her hip with a disgusted look on her face while the national anthem played. But you know how these wokers think. It's always someone else's fault. I'm the victim. The media portrayed me the wrong way. Gwen Berry continued, quote, I brought awareness to the situation that I feel like is important to focus on. I don't feel like it was important to focus on me not standing for the flag or whatever, but what my message is, end quote. You know, maybe people would focus on your message instead of your behavior during the national anthem if we knew what the hell your message was. Gwen Berry doesn't know what she's protesting. She has no idea. Gwen Berry did this for attention. She wants to be the next Colin Kaepernick. She doesn't want to earn her way. She wants it to be handed to her. She has a victim mentality. I've been victimized, so you owe me something. The truth is, none of us would know Gwen Berry's name had she not pulled her national anthem stunt. So I guess in a way, she accomplished her mission. She got her name out there. But this woman has no clue what she's fighting for. Every time she speaks, all I hear is meaningless woke talking points. This is why people are actively hoping that America loses in the Olympics. People like Gwen Berry. You think I want to see Gwen Berry on the medal podium, embarrassing herself in the country? I want her to lose. I can't support someone who lacks the ability to convey just one reason as to why she is protesting. She's just like LeBron James. LeBron James continues to speak out on issues that he knows nothing about, and he never says anything of substance. He has no substance to his argument. At the end of the day, these people are being used to promote an agenda. I saw something earlier this morning that Candace Owens is trying to debate Logan Paul. As of now, it's supposedly going to happen. I have my doubts. In case you didn't know, Logan Paul went on his YouTube channel last summer and said that America's racist. I watched a little bit of his rant. He's sitting there, reading off of a computer screen from a script that someone else wrote for him, and he tries to make his point as to why America is racist with nothing but misinformation. If Logan Paul were to debate Candace Owens, he would be destroyed, which is the reason I doubt it will happen. These wokers, they never want to put themselves in a position to where they have to debate their own points against someone with common sense. For one, they don't know what they're talking about or fighting for. And two, they don't have the truth on their side. It's easy to win a debate when your arguments are based in fact. Nothing the woke agenda pushes is based in fact. It's all based on myths. Anyway, Gwen Berry made it to the medal round in the Olympics. I hope she loses. And I hope they change her flight itinerary when she leaves Tokyo. Don't put her on a plane back here to America. Please, send her to China or a country like Iran, where she can see what real oppression is all about. All right, what do you guys think of Gwen Berry's latest comments? If someone knows what she's fighting for the love of God, please let me know. I can't figure it out. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. Please continue to send any idea you find, email it to me. You can follow me on Twitter at kc_btl84. I'll see you guys later.